91.2 FM, it's time to hit the roads, sort of, with talking about a car that's rally bred with a man who is equally rally bred. David Brown, how are you, mate?
I've got dirt in my veins.
Might want to get that looked at. Mate, today we're going to have a look at the Citroen C4. Now, I am a huge fan of rally, and Sebastian Loeb destroyed all comers for about a decade on the World Rally Championship with the C4. It's a fantastic little vehicle.
Yes, in fact, he won 9 times, I think, the Rally Championship, and then got out of it. I interviewed him when he was over running in Perth many years ago, and yeah, very pleasant sort of lad who can go very quickly. He's getting back into various forms of motorsport now, but he did very well in the Citroen C4, but that was... Geez, what you remember we were talking about how do you classify a vehicle, and SUVs is that.
Yeah.
Now, the C3 is classified as a passenger sedan or hatchback sort of look. This is now called an SUV.
And what?
It's slightly tall and tallish, but I wouldn't call it tall. And it's got a sort of fastback. It tries to do that sort of fastback look that BMW and Mercedes have done, and I think both of those brands have failed miserably. I think they're very ugly cars in that fastback look, but I think the Citroen's a bit better.
It is a little bit better, but does it have all the, you know, the rally type of styling that you would expect from something related to the C3?
You know what I find in the styling? It has features, you know, but it's not sort of the Batmobile, where there's, you know, very great angular things.
Yeah.
I think the styling of it flows, and I quite enjoyed the look of it and feeling part of it. And of course, it looks a little different down on the side doors. There's that little feature that looks like almost a little tray almost stuck on there. I described it badly, but please don't judge it harshly on my poor description.
David, when you turn up to do these test drives, do you take your helmet with the hope that you might be able to take it off-road? And do they look at you and just shake their head and go, no, not this time, David?
Well, we drove the BRZ the other day, and they very kindly launched it at the Eastern Creek Motorsport Park.
Ooh.
So we did drive that around. But you didn't need a helmet too much until you did some fast laps with some of the fast drivers actually driving for you. But, yeah, so am I tempted? Yes, yes. Do they want me to be tempted? No, no.
So how did you find, you know, with the boring old drive on the, you know, the asphalt, how was it?
Got a 1.2-litre turbocharged 3-cylinder engine, 8-speed gearbox. So it's not a rocket in that regard. It tends to be working a bit hard sometimes if you really give it the boot. But certainly, you know, in what you describe as pottering around the city and those sorts of things and building up a speed and sitting on the speed limit on a motorway, it's fine. It's credible and comfortable in doing that. The only thing I will say is that I think the interior and design looks good, but the interface between the infotainment system and the screen and the driver is a little quirky in ways. I tried to set some locations on the sat nav and that, and I think other manufacturers have gone further down the path of simplicity rather than elegant graphics.
Would you say the C4 would be suitable to the roads of the Upper Hunter? Would find a home here?
Look, I think it's handling of that. It would cope very well, I think, with a, you know, the free-flowing secondary road more than, you know, so it sort of comes with the very way you introduced it, that it feels good, it handles well. And I think if you wanted to, you know, show a little bit of difference to the vehicle, I think that would be a highly credible way of doing it.
And very quickly, how much do we fork out for our Citroen C4?
So the price is $37,990, you know, $38,000 plus on-road costs. And the optional sunroof is about $1,500. So it's a reasonable price, really, for what you might think about. You can certainly get cheaper cars, but one that will stand out without making you look like a dork or anything, you know, not that sort of standing out. I think it's a car that probably deserves better. And Citroen is selling very, very few cars, and I think it'll be hard to get people to even consider, you know, have them on the list.
Seems like a nice price for a little bit of French style, but I'm a sucker for that. David Brown, as always, I invite you to join us next Thursday to talk some more motoring with us, please, mate.
I look forward to it.